So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 2. Mahanini meets the nine Yogendras, Acts 54. Bhagavata Uru Vikraman Shaka.
Bhagavata Uru Vikraman Shaka.
Bhagavata Uru Vikraman Shaka. Nakamani Chandrikaya Nirastape.
Nakamani Chandrikaya
Nirastape. Nakamani Chandrikaya Nirastape.
Nakamani Chandrikaya Nirastape.
Vidikatam Upasita Sampurnasa.
Vidikatam Upasita Sampurnasa.
Vidikatam Upasita Sampurnasa.
Vidikatam Upasita Sampurnasa.
Prabhavati Chandra Ivodite Katapa.
Prabhavati Chandra Ivodite Katapa.
Prabhavati Chandra Ivodite Katapa.
Prabhavati Chandra Ivodite Katapa.
Bhagavata.
Bhagavata.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Uru Vikrama.
Uru Vikrama.
Which hath performed.
Which hath performed.
Great heroic deeds.
Great heroic deeds.
Hungry.
Hungry.
Of the lotus feet.
Of the lotus feet.
Saka.
Saka.
Of the toes.
Of the toes.
Naka.
Naka.
Of the nails.
Of the nails.
Money.
Money.
Which are like jewels.
Which are like jewels.
Chandrikaya,
Chandrikaya,
by the moonshine.
By the moonshine.
Nirashtatape,
Nirashtatape,
when the pain has been removed.
When the pain has been removed.
Pretty,
pretty,
in the heart.
In the heart.
Satam,
Satam,
how indeed.
How indeed.
Upasidatam,
Upasidatam,
of those who are worshipping.
Of those who are worshipping.
Puna,
Puna,
again.
Again.
Ta, that pain.
That pain.
Prabhavati,
Prabhavati,
can have its effect.
Can have its effect.
Sandre,
Sandre,
when the moon.
When the moon.
Eva,
Eva,
just as.
Just as.
Udite,
Udite,
reason.
Reason.
Aka,
Aka,
of the sun.
Of the sun.
Tapa,
Tapa,
the burning heat.
The burning heat.
Translation. How can the fire of material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? The Lord's lotus feet have performed innumerable heroic deeds, and the beautiful nails on his toes resemble valuable jewels. The fountains emanating from those nails resembles cooling moonshine, for it instantly relieves the suffering within the heart of the pure devotee. Just as the appearance of the moon's cooling light relieves the burning heat of the sun. Purport. When the moon rises, the expansion of its rays drives away the distress of the sun's fierce heat. Similarly, the cooling rays emanating from the lotus nail of the personality of Godhead's lotus feet vanquish all distress for the Lord's pure devotee. According to the Vaishnava commentators, it is to be understood from this verse that material lust, exemplified by uncontrolled sexual desire, is exactly like a blazing fire. The flame from this fire burns ashes the peace and happiness of the conditioned soul, who perpetually wanders in 8,400,000 species of life, vainly struggling to extinguish this intolerable fire. The pure devotees of the Lord place the Lord's cooling jewel-like lotus feet within their hearts, and thus all of the pain and suffering of material existence are extinguished. The word Uru Vikramangri indicates that the lost lotus feet are quite heroic. Sri Krishna is famous for his incarnations as Vamana, a dwarf of Brahmana, who extended his beautiful toes up to the outer limits of the universe and perforated the universe's shell, thus bringing the waters of the holy Ganges into the universe. Similarly, Krishna was entering the city of Mathura to challenge the demoniac king Kamsa, and his entrance was impeded by ferocious elephant named Kuvamayati. Lord Krishna kicked the elephant to death and peacefully entered the city gate. Lord Krishna's lotus feet are so exalted that the Vedic literature states that the entire material manifestation rests beneath his lotus feet. Samasita ye pada palavakalam mahatadam punya yasomurai. Bhagavata uru ikramam kritsaka nakamani chandikaya nirastatapi vidhi katam upasidatam punasa prabhavati chandra ivodite katape. Translation again, how can the fire of material sufferings continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? The Lord's lotus feet have performed innumerable heroic deeds, and the beautiful nails on his toes resemble valuable jewels. The effulgence emanating from those nails resembles cooling moonshine, for it instantly relieves the suffering within the heart of the pure devotee. Just as the appearance of the moon's cooling light relieves the burning heat of the sun. Om Nagyana Pinanda Syaganandana Srakya Shaksumunitam Yena Tasmai Sri Vedamaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Vyasayatare Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Sarasati Devi Gaurabhaya Kuchayane Nivise Sasunyavari Prasichyade Shatharine. So in Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, chapter 14, as quoted in this purport, Samasita ye pada palavakravam mahat padam punya yaso murai bhavam budi vasa padam puram padam 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 yavi padam nati yisham. There's a lot of padam in this sloka. In fact, there's six. This word padam mentioned six times. Pada palava, describing the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, will be like the bud of a flower. Krishna's lotus feet is very, very beautiful, as it's described as lotus feet, or like the bud of a flower. And Mahapadam, Mahapadam is the shelter of the whole material manifestation. As stated in the purport here also, the entire material manifestation rests beneath his lotus feet. Now Mahat can also mean the pure devotee. Mahatma, a great soul. So Mahatma can also mean the shelter of the pure devotee. And Vasapadam, what? Yes, that's right, sir. Thank you. Yeah, it's the footprint of the calf, Vasapadam. And Parapadam, it means referred to Vaikuntha, the supreme abode. And Padam Padam, every step, Padam Padam, Yavi Padam, not Asian. Padam Padam means every step is V Padam. In Sanskrit, when you add the word V, it means very bad. That's why you say Kama. Kama means fruitive activities. A Kama, and A, it negates. A Kama means no. No karma, no reaction. And V karma means very simple activities. Activities that are against Vedic injunctions. So V pada means the material miseries, the distress of this material world. Actually, this material world is a distressful place. That's why Bhagavad Gita Krishna referring to Dukkalaya Prashashvatam. Dukkha is the place where all kinds of miseries are taking place. And at the same time, everything is temporary. The interesting here in the purport is the flames of the fire, this fire burns to ashes the peace and happiness of the conditioned soul, who potentially wanders in 8,400,000 species of life, vainly struggling to extinguish this intolerable fire. So referring to the conditioned soul to be very vain. They are vainly struggling to put out this fire. Can't imagine how determined the conditioned soul see on this material world. Sometimes people think, I don't have the determination. I don't have the enough determination in Krishna consciousness. But on the other hand, there's so much determination and so vainly struggling to put out this fire, to extinguish this fire materialism. Just think about it. We've been wandering in 8,400,000 species of life. Just imagine how determined we are to try to enjoy life in this material world. Oh, this body don't work, okay, let me try another one. Can you imagine if you go to a shop and you try out 84 pieces of clothing and she said, right, you want to throw you out. But we try 8,400,000 different dress to see which one will suit us. And still, we're not giving up. And still the condition soul is still trying to say, maybe, just maybe, there's something I'm not trying. Not considering that it is good or bad. I always laugh. Sometimes I have discussion with my mother, sometimes sitting in the car, and my mother, especially when her children were small. Sometimes she just lament and said, your children are so kind of unfortunate or something. They've never tried KFC. Never tried Kentucky Fried Chicken. They're really missing out. I said, they never tried cocaine or heroin either. Are they missing out? But that's different. I said, what's the difference? Drugs is bad for you, meat is also bad for you. So people that don't think, oh, I'm not trying this, I'm not trying that. And that's what mind is doing, mind is dangling the carrot in front. Just one more step. The proverbial story of this donkey in India, when they carry this laundry, huge laundry, skinny, no, most of the animals are skinny in India. So only the people are fat. Otherwise, you see the animals are skinny, the cows are very skinny, you know, compared. So the belly is standing up with all this huge laundry. And then put a carrot in front, they may be drawing a cut. You know, this lusty donkey. and the carrot moving up and down. And this way his head is huge load. And that's what conditioned souls are willing to carry, this huge burden on their back with that hope. In Krishna Kanja Rupa Goswami also teach that we're hoping against all hope. The devotee is feeling that they are so inadequate. And that's the feeling of the advanced pure devotee, they feel inadequate. Then how can I become Krishna conscious? How can I ever develop love of Krishna? I'm so much material passion. So the hoping against what they're praying intensely, calling out Krishna, Krishna. Because they have this feeling that they call out Krishna like a child calling out to the mother. But for those who are not so advanced, they think, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm strong. I have a strong body. When I problem, I come home, my wife will speak sweet words to me. It's a lost science, actually, nowadays. Husband speaking sweet words to the wife speaking sweet words to the husband. It's becoming a lost science. That's why people have read so many books about it. It doesn't come natural anymore. And that's why some people are making a lot of money just writing what should be quite natural to everyone. They write books about it. So, we think, oh, my wife speaks nice words to me, my husband speaks words, they'll protect me, my children will protect me. Deyapanyam kalachamis atmasayisa sasapi. Desam pramatani nanapashyati natasyati. We take shelter of these valuable soldiers, thinking that I'm protected, I'm okay. No problem. I can accomplish anything. Just a little bit more. Just. I'm almost there. Just almost there, I'll get this promotion. Just almost there, I'm going to close this deal. Just almost there, I'm going to fulfill my dream, my life desire, life dreams, and so on and so forth. And people die without fulfilling their dreams, or people that die, they fulfill their dreams, but finding it at the end of the day is hollow. And Maya said, material energy said, no problem, try again. Give you another choice. Try this Christ. If you didn't succeed this, in this body, try another body. You didn't succeed in this country, try another country. Try another nationality, try another family. You're going, going. Actually, this is an understatement. 8,400,000 species. How many times did it go through as a human being? How many times have gone through as a bird, or a dog, or animal, aquatic? Innumerable times. And we still keep trying. We still keep trying, thinking, there's shelter in this material. Yes, I may be taking up Krishna consciousness. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. Yes, I believe that. I accept that. But at the same time, I can also seek shelter of it. I don't want to use the word Maya, but I still want to take shelter of things. Not material things, but things. Yes. Covering it with some nice words. And so in this way, we delude ourselves. And our spiritual life has become like a yo-yo. People talk about the yo-yo diet. Especially people who go on diet. They go up and down, up and down, up and down. Or our spiritual life becomes like a roller coaster. Wait, I'm going down, I'm going to take shelter, take shelter. I'm done, feeling good. I can take shelter, my head. I'm down. Roller coaster, very exhilarating. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says that there are only two shelters in this world. The Ashraya and the Durashraya. Ashraya means taking shelter of Krishna, lotus feet, which is the shelter of the whole material existence, the shelter of the pure devotees. And Durashraya Durashraya means forced shelter. And this false shelter is only taking place in our mind. In our mind, we are taking shelter. But it's a false shelter. It's just like you're standing out in the rain. I think, I have an umbrella. I have a mental umbrella. But that's not going to stop you from getting wet. We can imagine so many things, but it is not real. That's what mind means. Not what it seems to be. It seems to be something, but actually something else. That's what Maya means. So we can delude ourselves about so many things. But there's only one real thing in this world. And that is Krishna's lotus feet. They can shelter Krishna's lotus feet. Long time ago, there was one devotee. He had to go for an operation. Right? And he somehow woke himself up. To remember all this. Gurus that teach you about positive thinking, like the power of your mind, positive thinking, and so on and so forth. So he was supposed to go for operation, and he woke himself up. And the doctor was going to give him an injection to put him, anesthetic or whatever. He said, "Doctor, I don't need. I'm a yogi. I'm not this body. I'm a yogi." So he insisted. So in his mind, it's already worked out. And as soon as the knife barely touched his body, he fainted. So our mind can conjure up so many things, and that doesn't mean it's reality. And that's a problem actually. I was just discussing with some devotees a few days ago. I was discussing these points with some devotees and my children. And yesterday we had a picnic with some devotees in Botanicana, discussing these points, same thing. You see, as we travel through 8,400,000 different species of life, so many forms and so many situations on it. Although the body is changing, the subtle mind carries the soul from one body to another. And we carry with us so many experiences which affects us in the way we think and in the way we perceive the world. Even not talking about something in life, even within this lifetime, one lifetime, I've seen over the years how devotees sometimes, even when as they're going, trying to become Krishna conscious, there are things that, unresolved things or experiences that I have that color the way they perceive things, that color the way they endeavor or how they progress. And sometimes these things can be stumbling blocks on the path of a devotee's progress in spiritual life. Of course, by the process of Krishna consciousness, one can overcome all these things. But then it's only if you're really intensely throwing yourself at the mercy of Krishna. But if you are not intensely engaged ourselves in Krishna's service, then these things affect us and color. So what we see may not be what it is. We may see something, but it may not be what it really is. Because after all, everyone is acting according to their perception in life, which is influenced by their understanding and realization. The child is acting according to his understanding. You can try to explain as much as you want. The child can only see what he can see according to his realization. That's how he perceives the world. And sometimes you just can't speed it up. You just have to go through and learn it through the process of learning experience. But then of course there are different ways of learning. You have the intelligent, the less intelligent, and the very, very, very less intelligent. Three ways of learning. One, learn by hearing. The intelligent people, they learn by hearing. They understand their shortcomings. We understand our shortcomings, we understand that even though we can take up Krishna consciousness, we carry baggages with us. I don't really know how to go to Krishna. So I hear and learn from my spiritual master. I learn from more advanced devotees or more knowledgeable devotees. I open my ears and hear from them and learn and try to comprehend what I heard and try to implement in my life. There's a Chinese proverb that says something like this, that a moment spent at a table in front of a wise man is worth more than a month of book study. I was on my way here, I was also listening to a seminar by Bhakti Chara Maharaj. He was giving a seminar on Brahma. He was explaining about the founder child, the position of founder child, and also the gurus. And he was quoting how Brahma said that you cannot just learn by book knowledge. But someone who has studied the books and who has realized something from the book, when they explain things, is worth more than hours and hours of study, because it gives us an insight of what we are reading. That doesn't mean you should not read. You should definitely read. So that you, then, can also explain it to others. So the point by our influence by hearing, the process of hearing, one can avoid so much unnecessary pain. Everyone successful people, any successful person in this world, whether spiritual or material, you find they always have mentors. And you can go as far. You can only go as far in life as your mentor, the mentor you choose. So the mentor actually shorten the path, give us a shortcut. Because, and also help us to avoid the schools of hard knocks. You know the schools of hard knocks? Schools of hard knocks is to try on your own. Oh, it didn't work this way. You didn't go this way. Oh, you didn't go this way. Before you know it, it bumps all over the head. The schools of hard knocks. And the school of hard knocks is painful. You'll be wasting a lot of time and energy trying to figure out a pathway that has already been shown by those who have been on the path. As Krishna says, there are many, many persons in the past have already gone through this path by overcoming attachment, fear, lust, anger, greed. They have already achieved the supreme destination. And they can show us. They can show us how to get there. So that's by hearing. And others who may not be so intelligent, they want to learn by experiencing. Okay, what you're saying may sound good. Let me try it out first. So that's also alright. As long as we learn. So we want to learn the easy way by hearing, or we want to learn by schools of hard knocks, by experiencing. Either way is okay, as long as we learn. At least we should not have the third category, that despite all efforts, all experiences, we dog stubborn, rather say. Dog stubborn. Have you seen that the owner and the dog sometimes the owner is pulling on the dog, and the dog is putting on the brake, the ABS. The lock on all four wheels. And the owner is pulling, and go. Have you seen it? So dog stubborn. Dog stubborn means they will not learn. Despite innumerable experiences to the contrary, they say, I know there's still somewhere. I know there's still somewhere I can squeeze out some enjoyment in this material world. Right. And that's what people try. So I mean, look at movie stars. Sometimes the marriages, this is the seventh marriage and his eighth marriage. And they sign nowadays, they have to sign prenuptial agreement. Because they know he's going to be any divorce. So they might just sign a contract, because if he divorced, then we will not have to go to court because the contract is already written. They know they're going to fail, but still, the lust is pushing them so much. They just cannot avoid falling into the cliff. And this is a description of the material world. Very, very pathetic. Material existence is very pathetic. And for a pure devotee of the Lord, when they look, actually they see a very pathetic situation. What is this guy going to do? He's just hitting himself against the wall again and again and again and again. And keep trying. And that's what Maya do. Maya just gives us a little drop, and then, ooh, there might be more somewhere. No, that's it. That's everything she has to offer. That's everything she has to offer, the little drop. But we think there must be more somewhere. Yes, there are more somewhere, but not there. Somewhere, on a different realm, on a spiritual realm. So one has to understand that these two shelter, Durashaya Ashraya, false shelter and real shelter. What is real shelter? Real shelter means taking shelter of the lotus feet of the pure devotee, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, because that is the only shelter in this world. There's no other shelter. Or taking shelter of the holy name. These are the shelter that can protect us from the onslaught of materialism. Because never underestimate the power of Maya. never underestimate the potency of the material energy. It is Krishna's energy. It's Krishna's energy. How can we underestimate Krishna's energy? That's why Krishna said, Bhagavad Gita, this material energy is my energy. How does that verse go? Krishna said, Mama Maya, it's my energy. The Rajan, very difficult. Daivi Shaguna Maya, Mama Maya, the Rajan. Mam Eva Ye Prapatyante, Maya Vikram Karanti. Although it's very, very difficult to overcome, but one who has taken shelter of me, he can cross over it. That's why this verse is Vasapadam. Samashika ye padam palavatamo Mahapadam punya yasho madari Bhavam puni vasapadam parampadam padam padam yavi padam matesham. That padam padam yavi padam matesham. That means every this danger at every step, this material is full of dangers at every step. But for one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this vast material existence becomes strength to like water contained in the hoofprint of a calf. And one can just cross over it very easily. Become what is very difficult become very easy. When we are our consciousness is linked up with Krishna, everything becomes very easy. But when we are not linked up with Krishna, everything becomes very difficult. What used to be very easy becomes very, very difficult. Anyone who has been on book distribution, you know that. It's coming up again soon. The most very extended time of the month. Now it's already towards the end of October. And coming up in December soon. You've been a book distributor, you know when you go out. When you're Krishna conscious, you just float through the day. When you somehow connected with Krishna's energy, you just float through the day. You know, then it becomes so easy. But when you're not, that becomes the longest day. It's longer than the movie Longest Day. And that becomes long, and every 4 or 5 minutes you're looking at the clock, when am I supposed to stop? Only 5 minutes? Another 5 minutes. But if you're linked up, you look at, oh my, 2 hours already gone. I only have half an hour left. You just kind of float. Everything becomes very easy. That's why, we say that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the one who actually accepted the mercy of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is most difficult becomes very, very easy. But one who is devoid of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the simplest task becomes most difficult. But the easy becomes very, very difficult. So, if we find some difficulty in our spiritual life, we ask ourselves, am I linked up with Krishna? Am I connected to Krishna's energy? Maybe that's the reason. You don't have to look very far. Maybe that's why I'm struggling. Maybe that's why I'm having difficulty. And what do you do? Back to the basic. Anytime we hit a roadblock, there's only one thing we can do. Back to the basic. And that's why the basics of Krishna consciousness is so important. Especially in the early years of our formation. It's so important to put a strong foundation in our Krishna consciousness. A good sadhana, a good grasp of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, good japa, learning the importance of the association of devotees and how they associate with devotees. Learning the process of surrender to the instruction of the spiritual master. Learning to embrace the mission of the spiritual master. And all these fundamental points, don't be too sophisticated. Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness is very simple for the simple minded, complicated for the complicated minded. They can make it very simple, they can make it complicated. But the fundamentals has to be always there. You cannot build a tall building without a strong foundation. It's always a strong foundation. Don't try to run before you learn how to walk. So one can always go back. Anytime we face some difficulty, always go back to the fundamentals and check. Am I doing my rounds properly? Am I doing Brahmasana? Am I reading Brahma's book regularly? Am I following the instruction of my spiritual master? Am I showing proper respect to the devotees? Or am I making offenses? Going through some checkpoints, checklists, and you'll find, aha, here, this is where it went wrong. Aha, this is where it went wrong. Okay? So it's not a very complicated process. Krishna consciousness is a very simple process. What's so complicated about that? So, by taking shelter like that, that Krishna's lotus feet is so wonderful, how can one not be attracted? It's so wonderful that he himself becomes attracted to his own lotus feet. He's thinking, what is it about my lotus feet that my pure devotees are so mad about? What is it that they're tasting that I'm not tasting? I'm missing out on something. I'm the Supreme Personality of God, I'm the Supreme Enjoyer. How can I miss out on anything? So in order to taste the nectar of lotus feet that the devotees are tasting, he comes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have to come in the form of the devotee, so I can taste this nectar of the lotus feet. In the Bhagavatam, it's described as a time of devastation, when the whole world was inundated with water. Krishna, baby Krishna, was lying on the banyan leaf, sucking on his toe. So Krishna is enjoying the taste of his lotus feet. So sweet and so cooling, because material existence means like a fire. The fire is burning, and the more we feed it, the bigger the fire becomes. That's why the Bhagavad Gita is explained. I forgot the verse, but it stated that they're like fire. The more you add to the fire, the bigger the fire will burn. And we are feeling the heat of this material existence because of material desires. And most prominent of these material desires are uncontrolled sexual desires. And because of this sexual desire, this material world, although it's a prison, it has no iron bars, it has no barbed wires, it has no electric barbed wire around the walls. There's no walls. Everyone is walking around free, but nobody wants to get out of this prison because of that. And because of this uncontrolled material desire is burning, he's feeling the heat of material existence. And that comes out in anger. It comes out in frustration, anger. And the desire to not fulfill will become very frustrated. And you become angry. And when people become angry, they lose their mind. They lose their intelligence. And what is the whole process of falling out is actually described nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. It started out by contemplating on the objects of the senses. By contemplation, one develops attachment. You develop attachment to enjoy that sense object. And when one fails to enjoy it, one becomes angry. And frustrated, angry, the mind becomes disturbed, intelligence is lost, and then one falls down in this material world. Scientific, very scientific. Scientifically explain the whole process of falling in the material world. So similarly, this is the process of going back to Godhead. The process of developing love for Krishna is also scientifically explained by Rupa Goswami. Beginning with faith, Adao Shratas, Adao Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya. First beginning of mind faith, association of devotees, then eventually one faith becomes strong enough to accept, take shelter of the spiritual master, accept initiation. And one continues to progress in spiritual life by following the instructions of the spiritual master. He becomes purified from the mother's impurities in the heart. And then when that impurity is washed away, one develops Nishtha. Nishtha is a faith. Shraddha is also faith. But Nishtha means realized faith. Firm faith, you know. So Shraddha can mean like blind faith. You're not really sure, but you have enough to go by. But Nishtha means firm, realized faith. And when one develops that firm faith, then the rasas, the real peace of Krishna consciousness develop. And churning, become thicker and thicker, developing the bhava. Preliminary love of Krishna, that bhava eventually matures to prema. And from shraddha to prema. The whole process is explained. Scientific. So there's no reason actually for anyone to feel inadequate. Or they feel that they don't have enough help or enough tools to become Krishna conscious. Some of the things that people use, some of the terminology that they use in the corporate world for success, the same terminology you can apply here. They talk about the importance of a mentor. Right? We have mentors. We have our spiritual masters, we have Prabhupada's books, we have senior Vaishnavas around who can all help, and we can leverage on their knowledge. By leveraging on their knowledge and realization, we shorten our journey. You know what I mean? There are lifetimes of learning experience, 30, 40 years or whatever, they can compress and give it to us. And we don't have to learn all these things. It takes 30 years to learn all these things. And learn and experience all these things in a shorter period of time. That's the benefit of association. And talk about system. We have a very good system. We have a temple. The programs are going on. The number of the programs are going on. These are all systems where anyone can just plug in and apply the system to their life. And become Krishna conscious. And we're seeing the results of that. People just take part in our programs, take part in the process, they're becoming Krishna conscious. And what do? They teach the same process to others, and others becoming Krishna conscious. And then they teach the same process to others. That's a system, it's a process. So everyone is doing the same, applying the same process, and becoming Krishna conscious. So there's nothing very complicated about it. It's only complicated when we make it complicated. When we don't want to scratch our nose this way. We want to scratch our nose this way. You know? So how do we want it? You want the straight highway? Or you want to follow the moon of the Beatles? The long and winding road. You know the song? We don't want to go on the long and winding road. It can be very bumpy. You want to go on the highway. Straight back to God. So that means taking shelter. Holding tight. The lotus feet of the spiritual master is like the lotus of Krishna is the boat. Now the lotus of the spiritual master is like the boat. the Vedas are the favorable wind. So we hang on to that boat. Sometimes it may be windy and stormy. Anyone is a sailor? Or anyone has been a sailor? Anyone seen a movie of a boat in a storm before? Or even now? Nobody? Yeah. What do you do when it's in a storm, a sailor? You just let go or hang on to your life? Do they hang on to the airline or just like
that?
Huh? What?
Titanic.
The hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, when the Titanic was broken, it was sinking, they keep climbing up to the top until the whole thing sunk, right? Or even in a storm, they hang on to the ropes. So sometimes in our Krishna conscious life, it can be stormy. The most of the pure nature is because Abraham said after all, when we take up Krishna consciousness, it's like declaring war on Maya. It's war, man. No holds barred. All the weapons come out. Bazooka and missiles and everything will come out. And Maya will also bring out the whole arsenal of weapons. They think you're going to just sit there and let you shoot. She'll bring out a full arsenal and you have no idea what she can come up with. So we get attacked. The most of that thing is just sometimes they're just weeping, even when you're taking shelter. It's just like you may be out in the rain, heavy rain. Do you ever get heavy rain in Melbourne? I don't remember having that. But anyway, you get some place in Asia or whatever where it's a monsoon. Oh man, the rain is heavy. The rain is heavy. Blowing in America, they have a hurricane, Hickey or Katrina or whatever. It's heavy. And even snow. I mean, in the snowstorm, the snow was going sideways. And it was not coming this way. Because it was so windy, the snow was going this way. So, you are going to make the mighty shelter, but still, the effect is, you can still feel the effect. But after all, we're still in the material world. The effect is there. But that has nothing to do with the shelter. Then we shall hold on to the shelter even more. But we find sometimes people become foolish. They say, oh, I'm struggling too much on this boat. I'm getting wet. So let me let go and jump into the ocean. As if I won't get wet. There may be water on the boat, but there's much more water in the ocean. So we have to think. Krishna consciousness actually is meant for intelligent people. If we cannot become Krishna conscious, we are not using our intelligence. And intelligence doesn't mean a PhD or a master's degree. No. Those are the skills. Intelligence, according to Rupa Goswami, is to that degree you surrender to Krishna, to that degree you are not intelligent. We all have spiritual intelligence. You all have to be intelligent to come to take up Krishna consciousness. Otherwise you won't. You have to have the intelligence to discriminate what is right, what is wrong. And you make a decision based on your intelligence that yes, Krishna consciousness is the right path. So you have to continue using the intelligence in our daily life, in applying the process of Krishna consciousness. You cannot put many people to sleep. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? I'm going to say I have to wait. No, yes. Any questions? No. No question is alright because it's late and everyone's hungry. I'm hungry. Okay, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.